I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project presents AwareFest, A Green World. The BPP's artistic director, Chad Rabinowitz, notes, we've pulled together some of the best playwrights in the country, along with talented local playwrights, to show that art can have a powerful impact on society. We called two of the writers to talk about their pieces. John Marens has credits in drama, film, and musicals. He's a Pulitzer Prize finalist. And his piece has an apparently innocent title. John, A Girl Scout World? What's going on here?
Well, the truth of it is a slightly more twisted, dark tale than that. I mean, basically, it's the story of this girl who despises the Girl Scouts because they're selling these cookies that they claim have no trans fat. But in actuality, they do. But even more than that, she's actually upset that people continue eating trans fat cookies in general, even though they know that they're bad for them. Girl can't quite understand why people would do something that was bad for them. However, at the same time, she's actually dating this young guy who's kind of like your classic bad boy. And she knows he's bad for her, and yet she continues, metaphorically, continues to eat him. So my play, I guess, basically asks the question, at what point, you know, will we stop feeding our basic greedy urges and, you know, try and save ourselves and the planet?
John, I mentioned that drama, film, and musicals, but I didn't mention that you've also written a little song for the piece?
Yes, I have. It's called A Girl Scout World, that at the end, some of the Girl Scouts come out and sing during an odd little moment.
Indeed, odd little moment it sounds like. John Marens' play for the AwareFest does focus on nutrition, and our next guest, Wendy McLeod, the author of the film The House of Yes, starring Parker Posey, but Playwrights Project fans may remember her for her nutrition feature called Schoolgirl Figure, about high school girls competing with the twin weapons of anorexia and bulimia to see who could be the thinnest. You're taking on something a little different for this play, aren't you, Wendy?
I am. The parameters of the project were sort of about ecological issues, and then, of course, the BP disaster just fell into my lap.
And, in fact, your playlet is called Public Relations Disaster.
It is. I was just obsessed that they had the chutzpah to run those expensive television ads, you know, expressing their concern. Well, simultaneously on the news we were seeing, you know, gushing wells and insensitive CEOs. So I started to imagine the people who had the challenge of trying to create some sort of positive ad about BP.
So while John's play, they're talking about 0.4 grams of trans fat, you're talking about 4.9 million spilled barrels of crude oil.
Exactly, which is a public relations challenge, I would imagine.
I can see how the two plays are going to fit beautifully together in this AwareFest.
We hope so.
As you talk about the public relations challenge here, are there good guys and bad guys in your play, Wendy?
Well, I would say there's more of a sane person and a person who is so caught up in the public relations business. The sort of boss says, you know, we're the glass half full guys. So his thing is they have to find the positive, you know, even in this disaster. And so, of course, he goes through these tremendous sort of mental gymnastics to try to figure out, you know, what's positive about an oil spill. And at one point he suggests the tagline, "We moisturize the ocean for you."
Wow. We've been talking with Wendy McLeod and John Marens, two of the eight playwrights who've contributed to the Bloomington Playwrights Project's AwareFest, A Green World, with performances October 1st through the 16th. It's one of the pieces featured in Themester, related to Indiana University's theme of the fall semester as well. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.